Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing the B-I-B-L-E. Those letters are B like boy, I like ice, B like boy, L like lion, and E like ear. Make your hands open up like a book when we sing the B-I-B-L-E. And point to yourself, it's the book for me. Are you ready?
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
This next song you can sing to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, but it's going to be In the Forest, We Can See. Point your eyes. Many things God made for me. Point up to God and then back to yourself.
In the forest we can see many things God made for me. Trees and flowers, birdies too.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Does Satan try to get us to do good things?
No.
God only wants to help us to do good things. Question 2. Jesus was in a quiet place far away from people, home, and even food. What did Satan try to get Jesus to do? To trust and obey God better? Or stop trusting God and obeying God.
Disobey God.
That's right. He tried to get Jesus to disobey God and distrust him. And question 3. What helped Jesus choose to trust and obey God?
It is written.
Yes, remembering the things written in the Bible, saying his memory verses. Our lesson today is High Places, Isaiah 58:14.
I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth.
Have you ever been on a mountaintop?
No.
Mountains are the highest places in our world. High places are a wonderful place to be, as long as you know you're safe. From a high place, you can sometimes see for a very long ways. Where's a place that you've been where you can see a long ways off?
Mountaintop.
Years ago, I was on a mountaintop in Italy, and I could see for what looked like miles and miles and miles, so far away. There are lots of high mountains in our world. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. It's more than 5 miles high. Wow, that's so high. Another mountain, Mauna Kea, is even taller than Mount Everest, but you have to measure it from bottom to top. Mauna Kea is in Hawaii. Mauna Kea is more than 6 miles tall, but it doesn't look as high as Mount Everest. That's because Mauna Kea starts at the bottom of the ocean, so some of it's covered by water. There are lots of mountains in the ocean. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, it's true. Sometimes the top of them show above the water. Do you know what we call mountains that are in the ocean?
Yeah.
We call them islands. The tallest tree in the world is in the redwood forest. It's called Hyperion, and it's almost 380 feet tall. How would you like to climb the highest tree in the world?
Happy.
Ooh, I don't know. That's really high.
I love climbing trees, but I never did it before.
Our Bible storybook says that if we follow Jesus, he will make us ride on the high hills of the earth. What does that mean? That means Jesus wants to do good things for us and bless us. Our Bible storybook also says that we will soar on wings like eagles. That means that Jesus can help us be higher than the sin, higher than the sadness of the world. If we let him, Jesus will be our strong helper and he will lift us up. What do you want Jesus to help you do?
I want Jesus to help me know about God.
I want him to help me to be more like him. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Matthew 4:10. You shall worship the Lord your God. That's what Jesus did. That's what we can do. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
You shall worship the Lord your God, the Lord your God, the Lord your God. You shall worship the Lord your God. Matthew 4 verse 10. You shall worship the Lord your God, the Lord your God, the Lord your God. You shall worship the Lord your God. Matthew 4 verse 10.
I'm so glad you joined us today in learning about high places and about Jesus overcoming. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then a new one's going to come out on Sunday. Let's have prayer together. Heavenly Father, help us to remember to say our memory verses, to choose to do what's right, and to look to Jesus for help. Thank you for making high places to remember that you can lift us up to do what's right. In Jesus' name, amen. Join us for our closing song from The Home Place. It is written.
It is written. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.